Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is what I do when I feel resentful. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar. Or head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. So visit my website to download it. All right, let's dive in and talk about what I do when I feel resentful. So my husband was scheduled to go on a work trip to Iceland. How cool is that? Apparently, Iceland is the place to go these days. I keep seeing people online going to Iceland and having layovers there. So I've known more about it recently than I really had in the past. And I thought that would be so cool to go with him. I usually don't go with him on work trips, but I thought that would be so fun, like maybe a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But you know, the challenge is finding care for our children. And so I looked into it a little bit, but I gave up the idea pretty quickly, if I'm honest. It just seemed really overwhelming. I just kind of dropped it. But then as the time drew nearer, I was really starting to regret that decision, you know, just thinking, I really might have missed out on something here, wishing that I would have really looked into further figuring it out. And I know that I could have figured it out if I really tried. I just kind of gave up on the idea too easily. So, yeah, I'm frustrated with myself just thinking about it right now. But it is what it is. It's in the past and it's done. And as I think about this, though, I do remember past trips of his where I have actually felt resentful that he was somewhere having fun and seeing sights, and I was stuck at home holding down the fort like every other day of my life. You know, in your logical mind, you know they're on a business trip, but there is always a little bit of time, not always, but there's a little bit of time in there where they could do something fun. And, you know, you might get pictures of beautiful sunsets and nice weather, and you're in Chicago and it's cloudy and freezing. And so, for me, I have struggled with this in the past, with feeling resentful toward him that he gets to be doing that. It's not how I want to feel, and it bugs me when I feel that way. But sometimes those feelings come in. And so while part of me is so happy for him that he's getting to do something cool and he's getting a reprieve from the weather, I can't help but wish that I was there too, or that I was somewhere else fun instead of being stuck here at home in my normal everyday life. I mean, it's not like my normal everyday life is so bad, right? But you get the gist. And honestly, it bothers me that it makes me feel resentful, because how lucky am I? Like, how cool is it that he wants to share his experience with me when I'm not there? How cool is it that he's sending me all these pictures, that he's, you know, trying to share it with me, and he knows I want to be there. If I'm honest with you, in the past, when I didn't understand this resentfulness and what was happening, my reactions to his pictures or texts about this, you know, his trips, caused him to shut down and stop communicating with me, because he was like, well, if she's going to act like that, then I'll just leave her alone. That's not what I want. And it's not fair, because my feelings have nothing to do with him. All he's doing is his job and trying to have a little fun along the way, right? So that's the frame of mind that I want to be in, is realizing that I'm blessed that he wants to share his experiences with me. So why on earth am I feeling resentment? Like, why does that come in? So I reflect on it a little bit and ask myself, why do I feel like that? Well, I guess mostly because I wish I was there, right? I wish I could travel somewhere fun, and I enjoy traveling. It is a little nerve-wracking for me. You know, it can be scary, but it's also really fun and exciting. And so realizing that the reason I might be feeling resentful is because I want to travel, well, guess what? That has nothing to do with my husband. It's all about me and my desires. And so since that's the case, I refuse to let resentment ruin my connection with him and ruin his fun and make him feel bad while he's on his trip and then I'm feeling bad while he's gone. It has nothing to do with him. And so what this tells me is that perhaps I need to work on incorporating more travel into my life. I don't have a job that I travel for per se. And so I really don't work on trying to travel a lot. You know, I'm a mom and I'm take the majority of the responsibility for getting the kids where they need to go every day. And, you know, it's a big to-do to ask for help with that. And so I don't do it hardly ever. Time, you know, money and all the responsibilities. So that, but the fact that I am missing doing some travel is an indicator to me that I need to work on that, because that is what I need to be happy, is to travel. And so this trip, when Paul was getting ready to leave for Iceland, and I told you I was feeling a little, you know, bummed that I didn't go, I got to thinking and I looked at our calendar and I found a way to work out just a couple of days for a quick getaway for me and the kids. So for various reasons, I picked Madison, Wisconsin. Might seem weird. Not tropical or ice. Well, actually, there is a lot of ice in Madison. Not at this time of year. Anyway, so it was convenient for something that Alyssa was doing that weekend. I needed to get her somewhere, and then we can tour around Madison there. And so I booked it. And I was hesitant. I want to be totally honest. I was a little bit nervous because I would not have the safety net of my husband to travel with me. I like having that safety net there, that other adult to help you think things through when things go wrong or whatever. But I pushed through, of course, and I made the plans anyway because I would love to have some more fun, more traveling, and try and see more cities if I can. And I can say that this definitely softened the blow when the cool pictures from Iceland started rolling in from Paul via text. You know, like it allowed me, I think, freely to be happy for him. And I looked forward to the pictures and I wanted to see them. And this is, a change from years in the past where I would have been resentful. And I think part of why I can feel so much better about it is because I'm taking care of myself and I have taken the time to think through something that he was doing that was making me feel resentful, which really doesn't make sense as we've already determined, am I right? So anyway, this thing with resentment, maybe your resentment with your husband doesn't have to do with travel. Maybe it's because he never helps around the house, or he doesn't help with your kids enough. Or maybe you just look at him and you see that he has the freedom to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Or maybe you feel like he goes to too many happy hours after work and that you just have to bear the burden of all of the household responsibilities. Whatever your resentment is, I would like to encourage you to look at it and ask yourself, why is it bothering you? Because it's a chance that it's just that you need to take some responsibility to get more of that in your life. You know, like maybe you're upset because you feel like he spends too much time with his friends, go to too many happy hours after work. Well, maybe could that possibly mean that you are missing your friends and that you could benefit from scheduling some time with your friends so that you feel less resentful, right? It could be that. Or if you feel like you bear too many of the household chores, what would it be like to hire some help? You don't have to hire a really expensive professional. You could hire a teenager to do something. And the same thing with the kids. If you feel like you're taking on too much of the burden with the kids, you can hire a teen or a tween to come in and help you. That's something that I did when my kids were really young. I hired a teenager to come in just a couple of afternoons a week from 4 to 6 p.m., which was the bewitching hour, what I used to call it. And she would be there to play with the kids. And most of the time I stayed and just went in my office and got some work done. Sometimes I left. But just to know every week that I had that help coming in was so freeing and helpful. And it really did help me feel happier. So taking charge of our own happiness is really important, because we shouldn't be sitting around waiting for someone else to do something to make us feel happy. And most of the time when myself or other women are feeling this resentment toward our husband, we complain to them. You know, we tell them, you know, that they're doing something wrong, and we complain to them to try to get them to change their behavior. But it doesn't work. Like, have you noticed that? It just, the problem kind of keeps happening. It doesn't really work. And that's because if when it's coming off as a complaint, men just tune us out. It's hurtful to them. It makes them feel like such a failure. They can't really hear it. And so if you want to talk to your husband about a resentment that you're feeling, you can do that, but be sure to come from a positive approach and take responsibility for your feelings, like you saw me do with the travel. I took responsibility for my feelings because they had nothing to do with my husband, right? And so I would also encourage you to kind of bring it to him. Think about bringing it to him as a problem that you're trying to solve, because men are really good at fixing problems and solving problems, and you might be surprised with the solution that he might help you come out with. But I have a formula for this type of a conversation, so reach out to me if you would like to know more about it. And then otherwise, just take a look. If you've got something that's kind of harboring some resentment, take a look at it. Ask yourself, why is this bothering me? And see if you can get to the bottom of it. You might have to ask yourself why a few times, kind of drill down a little bit. But trust me on this. If you will take charge of your own feelings and your own happiness, you will not feel resentful of your husband for taking charge of his. In fact, you'll be so happy that he does things to make himself happy, because that makes you both a happy couple. And that is a beautiful thing. And it is most certainly a recipe for a successful marriage. So I know this is easier said than done. And that help is, it's not always as easy to hire someone to help you, like you know, if you want help with your kids or with your house cleaning. I know the solutions are not always that simple. And so if you need some help trying to think through it, reach out to me. I have some great tools that to help you along in your journey. I want to see you happy in your marriage, and I know your husband will be happy too, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, I have created a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week.